Love these stories. Being a country boy, we always used to get excited if we had a superstar come back to our local region to play football in the local competition or cricket. I remember when I was playing cricket for the Mildura Settlers back in the day, our big recruit was Jamie Siddons, of course, probably nearly the unluckiest player not to play Test cricket for Australia after his success in the Sheffield Shield competition. But I was told of a story there in the western part of Victoria, Cobden, where Cobden took on Mortlake. Now, Cobden destroyed Mortlake on Saturday, but Cobden had a player that walked in around number five and smashed Mortlake all over the park. His name was Zach Merritt, of course, the superstar from the Essendon Football Club. And the man that batted with Zach on the weekend was Josh Fagan, and he now joins us here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Josh. Welcome to RSN Central.
Morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Tell us the story about, I know Zach Merritt's a local boy from Cobden. Does he usually do this, come back and play cricket in the off-season?
No, ever since he's been drafted, he hasn't come back and played for the club. So this is really a one-off thing, and sent me a message there Monday morning saying he was coming home, and I sort of asked him if he was interested in a game of cricket, and then he happily jumped at that.
So tell us the story. So, Josh, are you the captain of the Cobden side?
Yeah, I'm the captain of the C-grade side, yeah.
All right, then. So it was C-grade cricket. And what's the local competition called, the association?
Southwest Cricket Association.
All right, then. So you played Mortlake and you won the toss and you elected to bat. How did you work out the batting order?
Well, funny you say that. We had a few batsmen out, so we sort of were a bit light on, and we sort of had the top five selected, and I thought we might struggle after that, so lucky we didn't need any others.
So, Zach, what number did he bat?
He batted at five and I batted at four.
Yep. And so you lost a few wickets early, is that right? And basically yourself and Zach came in at the same time.
Yeah, so we're about 3 for 80-odd. Not looking too bad.
Yep. What was the wicket like? Hard wicket, turf?
Hard wicket, but the outfield was pretty slow. So I thought the only way we're going to get these is big bombs.
Yep. And what happened? How did you... How much did you make and how much did Zach make?
He got 152 not out and I got 40 not out. And, we put on about 195.
So what happened to you? Were you one of the player that was, you're unselfish in a way that made sure that you just got the singles to give the strike to Zach? Can you talk us through the innings and your game plan?
Yeah, you could say that. My scorecard looked pretty down. I think I hit about 30 singles and about 4 twos, no boundaries. So, yeah, my role was just to get him on strike because I could see from the other end it was really on.
So was he always a good cricketer before he obviously made football his number one priority?
Yeah, as a kid he was always talented. I mean, we played in a lot of junior sides and won a lot of grand finals growing up. And, yeah, sort of about 16 he chose the path to go down to football.
And so what, he just smashed sixes and fours for fun?
First few were boundaries, and then after drinks, I think he's about 49, and he pulled out a switch hit, which went under the roof of the gym stadium, which was great to see.
So a reverse sweep.
Yeah, that kind was one of four.
Okay, so he's doing that in C-grade cricket. What was the captain of Mortlake thinking at the time? Did he have a word to you, or was he registered?
Funny you say that. He got to about 30, and they sort of looked and thought, who's this bloke? And then sort of word got around, it was Zach Merritt, and they just didn't know where to bowl.
So they didn't recognise Zach when he walked to the crease?
No, not from the start. Then he hit a few Don Bradman-like cover drives, and they soon realised.
Was there any sledging?
No, it was just like, let's finish this game, we're over this.
Yeah, all right then. And then you knocked Mortlake over for 46.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was better give everyone else a go on. He's a pretty handy bowler as well, so but we just left him in the shed for Saturday.
Okay, so will he be playing this weekend?
No, he's quick hit and run match. We're going to try and get him back for a few more, but I think with his busy football pre-season ramping up, we might be just a one-off game.
Okay, and do you think he's probably a little bit too good for C-grade? Is he a chance to get up to the A-grade?
But I'm happily keeping him in my side.
Yeah, so you're the man, Josh, and obviously you've got a great friendship with him. And how are the boys looking this year? Can you go all the way in the C-grade competition?
Yeah, look, we dropped back a grade this year. We really struggled last year, but We're going in 3-1. We've got a pretty good side, so I'm pretty confident where we can do some damage in the final.
All right, afternoon tea with COVID-19. How's that been going? Can you still bring the barbecue shapes? Is the egg and lettuce sandwich on or off the cards these days?
It's a quick whip down to the bakery for a pie and can of Coke, that sort of day.
Oh, so no one brings the afternoon tea anymore?
Nah, pretty plain, no arvo tea at all.
Well, that's a disgrace. You'll have to sort that out.
Yeah, with the egg and lettuce sandwich.
Yeah. Hey, I might have a recruit for you. Adam White from the Breakfast Club. He's a pretty handy cricketer. You should get him down one day.
Yeah, I have heard that. I heard he holds about all right.
All right, then. So we can recruit him. I'm all over Cobden this year. What about your football team? How have you been travelling in the Hampden Football League?
Average. Sort of got a really young side at the moment. We're sort of building. But, yeah, as you know, young sides take a while to develop.
Because you've got Sammy Walsh who's from Cobden too, isn't he?
Yeah, Sammy Walsh, Ben Cunnington, Gary Rowan, a few high-profile names there.
You're probably nearly the if you had a country town and say that AFL players had to go back and play in your country town, you had the best ever side, basically, you'd go pretty close at Cobden. You'd have Merritt Walsh in the middle, Gary Rowan probably at full forward, and Cunnington in the centre as well. I don't think he could get beat, really.
And he'd have me as the captain, Gareth.
Yep. Out of full forward.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, just the last one. Do you have a punter's club with your cricket club?
Funny you say that. We do.
Yep. Any stories there for us? I love these type of stories.
Actually, I'm the bit of the punter of the group.
Yep.
On the weekend, big collect on Inspirational Girl in WA.
Okay.
Also landed a few decent multis.
Oh, that's good. So you made sure the biggest bet was probably after stumps. Is that right?
Yeah,
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Do you get any tips from Jason Lee? He's not far away at Terang.
Yeah, kind of thing. I've got a mate that works out there. He gives a bit of mail sometimes, but the last tip was no good.
All right, then. We'll have to tell the Lee boys to lift. Hey, this has been a lot of fun, Josh. Look forward to watching the progress of the Cobden Cricket Club this year, and well done to Zach Merritt at 146.
152.
152, and the highlight once again, the reverse sweep for six.
That's it.
Unbelievable. Great stuff, mate. Hey, thanks for joining us on RSN Central, and good luck, Skipper.
Thanks, Gareth.
Especially with the Punters Club. There's Josh Fagan, the captain of the C-grade Cobden Cricket Club that destroyed Mortlake on the weekend, but they had a surprise recruit there. Zach Merritt walked to the crease at 3 for 80. And I think they ended up making 240-odd, and Zach Merritt retired at 152. Hopefully he can continue that form on into the AFL season for the mighty Bombers. Time for a quick break. On the other side of it, it's the Form Express.